Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to The Breakaway Economy. This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. Good evening, patriots. Tonight is Tuesday, October 12th, and the world is getting crazier day by day. We are well into Red October, which I think we're all beginning to enjoy. I swear, every time I wake up, there's something good on Telegram or somewhere else on the news. It's kind of exciting, actually. We had the Australian leader from the opposition party put out a really heavy statement today. Man, he went through in detail every single person in government, public service, military, police, every possible religious leader title, and just said this: you have until the end of October. And after that, all amnesty's off. So I don't know what they have planned, but according to Cliff High, Australia's going to be where it's all going to blow up, and we'll have to watch that very carefully. And of course, we're having the continued spiral of the economy. Inflation now is not just a temporary thing, but it's a permanent thing that's now out of their control by their own admission. Joe Biden is still an idiot, still being run by the hand puppetry of China, and we know it's not Joe Biden anyway. It's some sort of actor up there wearing a mask. And, you know, just so I say this, if anybody out there doesn't believe that, then look at the before and after Joe Biden's and quit telling yourself lies. You don't change earlobes, eyes, brows, and take away wrinkles, because facelifts don't even do that. So we've got a fake Joe Biden that's not even in the White House. And so that's another thing. So anyway, who knows what's all going on? Ships are still out at sea. Today we learned that Home Depot and others have been circumventing this ship blockade. Of course, they're saying it's lack of truckers, but that's not proving true on the ground. So I don't know what's going on, but they've been hiring contracted ships with only 1,000 containers instead of 22,000 containers on the super vessels, and they've been using smaller ports. So that's interesting. So anyway, the shortages continue. There's 18% of U.S. goods are not on the shelves. There's a good little statistic for you. So if you think that this is going to be an easy winter, well, I'd only say that you're being fairly optimistic. You're not going to be going down to get your Burger King as easy as you have been. So stock up, patriots. So before we begin tonight, MyPillow.com. That's the place to go to get the best products out there for Christmas, to support one of the great companies in America, probably one of the best companies in America right now, led by our patriot Christian CEO Mike Lindell, one of the great patriots of our time, who has given literally tens of millions of dollars to fight this fight for election integrity. He has an enormous array of products out there, that from anything you need for your home and for your bath and your home and your bed. It's great, right? So fantastic sheets, fantastic pillows, fantastic towels, fantastic comforters, slippers, man, you name it. We had Slipper Revolution at Bards Fest, which, by the way, just so you know, that the sale that's on now, the 50% off on my slippers, that started on the day that Mike Lindell spoke at Bards Fest. Just saying. I'm sure that's just complete coincidence, by the way. So use the promo code B-A-R-D-S. B-A-R-D-S. That's your promo code. Go over to MyPillow.com. Scroll on down on that first page to the radio listeners box. It's a great little place. Click there. You'll find all sorts of great savings. And explore the site. Remember, that Bard's code is used everywhere on the site. An incredible time to buy great gifts. I keep encouraging you, if you have some close relatives or friends that have got vaxxed, you might want to get them early Christmas presents and at least get them some slippers, because it'll make them comfortable when they're getting their COVID treatment in the hospital. But MyPillow.com, and MyPillow is just an incredible company, that one that I will support till my day's end, and I hope you will too. They have continued to fight the noble fight. They've stood there with patriots in the United States of America and our Constitution, and stood against the evil empire. And in spite of everything the evil empire has done, it has lost, and we will make sure that continues. So it's another great win for us. So MyPillow.com, promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Also, on the subject of this current fight, Expedition Coffee, XPED, expeditioncoffee.com. You can also get there by going to bardsfm.com/coffee or click on the Expedition Coffee logo. Here's the deal. That coffee was developed to help boost and give us strength during this time especially. And it wasn't intended specifically for this time, but it's a great product for this time. It gives you great mental clarity and increases your serotonin, your focus. It reduces the stress on the mineral depletion that normal coffee does by helping and also enhance your gut health and your overall body health. It is also part of a triad of products which are now available at expeditioncoffee.com, XPED, expeditioncoffee.com. Those triads products were all, this whole group of products was in part developed by Dr. Eric Napudi, whose specialty is gut health. And it is one of those things that helps limit the impact of this sort of SARS-CoV nonsense that's going around. One of the great things that happens is it penetrates through the small intestine, which causes all sorts of problems with your vitamin D3 levels and your body's development of dopamine, which we don't want more dopamine. We want more serotonin. So all these products together create a great holistic health and healing your body, keeping your body strong. The coffee's the foundation. The triad's the other part of it. So I'd encourage you to try them all. They're great products. The coffee tastes great. If you mix the coffee with the chocolate part of the triad, you're going to find a great mocha. They make taste great every morning. I used to drink four or five quad shots a day. I'm down to one cup a day. I've been taking all these products for the last couple of months. I feel great. They do great things for my mental clarity and my body health. So check those out. ExpeditionCoffee.com, XPED, ExpeditionCoffee.com, or go to bardsfm.com/coffee, and away you go. All those links are below the podcast. So, Patriots, we are in an interesting time right now, obviously. And to kind of highlight this interesting time, I just want to mention what's going on in tomorrow night's show, because it all ties into tonight's show. So tomorrow night, I'm going to be having a conversation with Josh Yoder. And Josh Yoder is a Army veteran who was a combat flight medic and later went on to work in the Department of Defense in both Iraq, Afghanistan, and other areas. So I don't know that we crossed paths. We had a great conversation. We have a little bit of a common background, though I wasn't a medic. And he also went on then to earn his commercial pilot's license in 2012. And he was hired as a first officer for a major U.S. airline. Now, all of this we'll all go over tomorrow night. But what's important is he is the founder of the American Freedom Flyers Group, I believe it is, and he's going to talk a lot about what's going on in the airlines, which is really important, and you're going to hear a lot about what's going on all over. So it's an important time and to realize that people are taking action right now, and so that's tomorrow night, okay? And he's been on Tucker this week, and Stu Peters, I think, is the other show he was on. So I'm really honored because I gave him a call actually on Sunday, and he jumped right on. He's been listening to Bards FM for a long time, so he's coming on tomorrow night, so that's going to be great. And then we'll talk all about how we can support U.S. Freedom Flyers and all of that. But all this ties into what we're going to talk about tonight, which is not the first time. By the way, I did a quick search on the breakaway economy, okay? If you do this, if you just type in breakaway economy, on my search engine, the first search piece that comes up is Bards FM. Is that cool or what? I think that's kind of cool. So I guess we're going to make an impact on the world. So the breakaway economy, and what is it? Now, Andrew Torba has been talking about this for some time. You know, I'm a huge fan of Andrew Torba. You know, I'm a huge fan of Gab. They were the first to really set up a true separate social media outfit. I'm also a huge fan of Clout Hub, so don't let me forget that. But I'm specifically zeroing in a huge fan of Clout Hub and Jeff Brain and his team, which are fantastic, incredible guys. So I don't ever want to overshadow that. But I want to focus in on Gab tonight because of what Andrew Torba has been pushing for. Andrew Torba is openly a proud Christian in this fight, and he talks very openly about the fight he's had in working as a Christian in Silicon Valley, which is just an upside-down Luciferian pit. And so he is now, as he's built Gab, he has been trying to break away from all of that to create a separate, completely separate and isolated area for patriots, especially Christian patriots out there. And that's what Gab is really about. And Gab's got a lot of things going. Its user interface is, I will be very honest, I like some of it and I don't like some of it, but that's normal. It doesn't matter. He's got a lot of activity going on there, and he's offered a lot of services and alternative places for patriots to be. And one of the great things about Andrew Torba's work over there with his Gab team is that every time they try to take away something on the patriot side, they'd pop up something on their side. I mean, take away something on the deep state side, he'd pop up an alternative for the patriots. He's had a huge growth, and obviously some people got frustrated with Gab because he had such a fast growth. They were trying to keep up, and they're literally building the systems as they go. Well, one of the things that he's been pushing is this breakaway Christian economy, which I absolutely love. And the whole idea is we cannot coexist with this nonsense that we're living through right now. And so to kind of look at how stupid this entire process is, keep in mind that you're having corporations dictate to you that if you don't get injected and keep your, you won't be able to keep your job. That's fundamentally it. So corporations have decided to become medical experts and advocates for the CDC and advocates for Klaus Schwab, who's the Nazi ahead of the World Health or the Global Reset, and Davos and everything else. So that's where they've all settled in on together, okay? To add to it, when they say that, well, the Joe Biden mandate, there is no Joe Biden mandate. There is no law. There's no, absolutely no founding strength in anything that that hand puppet has done. On top of it, they will also call out, if you're listening, they'll say like, well, OSHA is supposed to enforce this. OSHA does not have a rule or a legal way of enforcing injections. It's a complete kabuki theater. And so they're using the verbiage that they're spitting out, which the left always does, to use the media to create echo chambers for the corporate to say, well, we don't have any excuse. They have all the excuse in the world. What this comes down to right now is that, whether you realize it or not, Wall Street and the big investors behind these companies went all in on supporting biomedical to force an injection on the public that they know, and they, most of them in the senior level know, is going to be an extermination event, because it is a depopulation event that's going on here right now. And that depopulation event, they're all behind because they're making the billions of dollars that they need right now with these contracts, which are siphoning more money out of the public coffer to line their filthy pockets. And then to cover their trail, the beautiful thing about this little plan that they're doing is to cover their trail. What they know is that they're going to be able to wipe out a whole bunch of people that would protest, and they'll all be dead or maimed, and they won't be able to say anything. And of course, they all denied it anyway. So we are in a place right now where we have to make a decision of whether we're going to continue to participate in that sort of economy. And by that, we also have to, you're going to have a bunch of people that believe that, well, if we get new people in the government, we can reform this. I'm not one of those. I'm going to be very clear about this. I do not believe that this current form of government or this form of economics is reformable. I believe in free market capitalism. I believe in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And above all, I believe in God, period, and my love through Christ. So let's be clear. But this current form of government, which is a tyranny, this current form of capitalism, which is fascism, corporate fascism tied in with the tyranny, has no place and no business. It needs to be, in my opinion, burned to the ground. And this is where we start talking about the breakaway economy. Now, when we first started talking about this, it really does feel more like it was the kind of around Bard's Fest idea, meaning that it's the dedicated followers on the ground, a lot of small voices that are coming together and making the choices to try to break away in an exodus from the economy. But it's far greater than that now, because we're starting to see the ripple effects of the realization when people are like, wait a minute, this is tyranny. I am not participating. So you're seeing these sick outs, or whatever you want to call them, that are happening, this amazing organic movement that's happening through the flight industry, which of course the flight CEOs, the company CEOs, are denying it has anything to, they're saying it's worker shortage. Well, it is worker shortage because they're not showing up. And it's all legal action that they're taking within the organizations. And we're witnessing the complete slowdown of an almost stoppage of flights across the United States. And this is growing. It's not just going to stay limited to the flight issue. It's, you're going to see it creep into other industries. It's been hitting the ferry industry going up out of Seattle. It's been hitting Amtrak. I suspect you'll start to see it start to ripple across many other industries. It's been hitting our Navy shipyards very heavily. It's been hitting the military. The military now is looking at 100,000, several hundred thousand people that are not going to comply. This is how we not only defy and break the system. Remember, they want the system broken. They want to break the system and redefine the economy. They want to put us, everybody, onto a digital blockchain cryptocurrency, probably with quantum. I'm 100% against this, just so we're clear. And these idiot patriots out here that are talking about the QFS, and I've talked about it, and the more I've dug into it, that is a living nightmare. I want nothing to do with QFS. QFS tracks every single one of your sales, every single thing you do. You have no escape. The system controls you. This is not freedom. It is just another form. What it basically is like, oh, guess what we'll do? We'll put some icing on the turd you've been living in, and we'll call it good, and we'll give you a bunch of money, and you'll be happy. And that's pretty much what they're going to pitch. They're going to pitch this whole thing about trying to talk about how there's going to be a new economy, there's going to be new opportunities, they're going to give you some form of a UBI, Universal Basic Income, and they're going to offer to solve everything. But here's the trick to it all. All you have to do is take that vax and go along with that vax ID. That's what I anticipate, is some sort of offer that they're going to try to make there. We have to move away from this. It is literally an exodus, okay? Literally an exodus. And we have to, and where I really think that we are scripturally is in, if we want to look back and put ourselves in the context of biblical stories, my personal opinion, and this is a very bold statement, but I'm going to say it. I think that through the summer, through Bard's Fest and where we are now, we have effectively crossed the Red Sea for those of us that have God in our heart. The challenge is that we still have behind us, we're crossing, because we still have behind us the pursuit of the modern version of the Pharaoh's army. So we're walking this walk right now. And if you want to turn around and go greet them, you're going to get killed, run over, captured, something. But if we stay true to this path together, what we have to do now is unify these groups together in a bigger way to get everybody on board with leaving this economy. And that isn't clear. And the reason I use the analogy of Moses and the Israelites crossing the Red Sea is they didn't know what was on the other side. All they knew is they had to continue to move to get there to have the opportunity to find the promised land. And we know that that even ensued a very difficult trial after that. But I think that for me, we're in the point of crossing the Red Sea. So that's basically Exodus 14:21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and their left. I've talked about this before. Could you imagine walking with that tremoring wall of water to your left and to your right? And the fact is, we should be able to, because that's where we are right now in our own way. All of these challenges that we're facing right now with people leaving their jobs and not knowing where to go, making a stance at any cost to their financial system, their financial status, because they know that to go the direction of this injection is abject tyranny. The strength that they're doing, standing up against all of this right now, is on par with walking in that foreign space of two walls of water on your left and right side. And that two walls of water, you could turn into all sorts of metaphors, like the government telling you you have to get vaxxed, the corporations echoing this nonsense, you have to get vaxxed. The media spinning this fear porn that they always do about having to get vaxxed. The constant lies about how everybody needs to get injected to save everybody, which is complete crap. And at the same time, the assault on children to try to maim children to get them injected. Remember, this agenda has got two aspects to it. Part of it is to depopulate the world, and the other part of it is to transition who is left into a transhuman model, which they control. And their control grid is the 5G control grid. And through a 5G wave and the various forms of that, they can control the graphene and the nanotech inside people. And who knows what that looks like, except zombie America and zombie world, right? So we are literally moving in a direction across this bed of this Red Sea. And this is the breakaway economy. We have to hold on very firmly to this walk and not deviate in any way. And the more that we walk here, we have to start building with each other. Now, we've talked about this in the sense that we're still relying on things manufactured, technologies built on the old system. But as much as we can, we have to start supporting the new economy, the people that are innovating, making things. And some of that's fairly primitive. If you go back into our own history, 1776, even 1775, in fact, we could go back to 1765 with the rise of the Townshend Acts, which promoted the colonists to start separating from the British dependence on goods, which is like us separating from China. The process was ongoing. And as they built that over 10 years, and then we had 1776, the British began to cut down goods severely. And so the colonists had to increasingly rely on their own innovations to create the things that they needed for the new country that they were building, the new republic. We're there now. And we have to start putting our reliance on each other. The thing that I constantly hear from patriots is, we don't have any money. Well, the colonists didn't have any money. When I mean by any money, well, we don't have any money to invest in these big things. It's not about that. So it's two things that we have to start looking at. And this is where I go back to Andrew Torba's vision, because he's trying to create a new pay platform for patriots. And I think we're going to have to go further, because I think we're going to have to create our own currency. Now, a lot of people immediately want to go to digital cryptocurrency, and I'm not a big fan of this. We have to be very careful, because crypto is vulnerable like everything else. We need to get to a new solid currency, and it needs to be a true reserve currency, a currency of backed by something, whatever we decide that's going to be. And we have to start, and by the way, this has a precedent. If you think this is unusual, has never happened, in my hometown, used to be a logging town. And it's that got gutted in the mid-70s. But the big logging companies around here used to issue their own script, meaning their own money. And it wasn't dollars people used. They used the money of the local logging companies, and they accepted it on the local market. And so they traded in local script, always knowing that it was backed by the logging company. We can do this. Okay? This all can be done. I mean, there's people right now that are working to stand up a Patriot Bank. So we have to keep our eye on that. In fact, I know of two initiatives that are in the process of that right now. But we need to continue to push everything we can towards a breakaway economy to separate from this current economy. And it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy when they had the British occupying them in 1776, trying to force them to stay on the crown's money, when they were going like, nope, we're going to go to our currencies. And the states were issuing their own currencies, or the colonies. We have to do this again. And this can also be down to a county by county level. We have to break away from these corporate grids, because I don't care what good things you hear. And I hear it all the time. And I can list the names of the people that are pushing this, the same people that are pushing med beds. QFS, it's a great new thing. What's great about QFS? I mean, if you really get into the stories of it, it's supposed to be some super AI developed with a quantum system that monitors and tracks all transactions globally. Every single bank account is tied to that. And apparently this is the good thing for the White Hats. I'll tell you what it is. It's only as good until the bad guys take it over, and then you're done. And I want nothing to do with it. So part of this breakaway economy is not only for us to innovate new goods and services, which we have to, and that means we innovate it, we control it, we step away from them. But it's the foundation of us breaking away, truly having an exodus from this architecture of hell that they've created. So as I said the other night, there's literally three pathways right now, and we'll see how this wraps up. But you have one pathway, which is the extreme deep state, which believes in the depopulation. They're tied in with Big Pharma. They're tied in with all of the darkness of the secret societies. And the whole principle behind what they do is figure out a way to completely enslave humanity for their own pleasure. There is another group that is fighting to give humanity a choice, but at the same time, they want to resurrect the current system and just replace it with some of what they would call the good people to run it. But you can't resurrect technologies and systems that at their very core, at their very spiritual core, have been corrupted from the very beginning. And if you take these companies and that approach, then all we're going to do is replace one slave system with slave light, and it'll look good until it isn't good anymore. And that's effectively where I see QFS fitting in. And then you have this third pathway. This is the narrow gate. And this is the gate where we make a decision to leave and go our own way. And by that, we are able to break away into this new world where we're working together and innovating together. Now, I would tell you, when I first talked about this, that was a pretty big leap to be saying. I still believe it, as I have believed it. But where we are right now, if you start to look across the economic landscape, look at all the amazing talent that is now standing up and going, don't want anything to do with your nonsense of the injection or your tyranny. Now, not everybody will stay that strong. Some will make the compromise. There'll probably be a bunch of teachers in New York to sign, wave away their right to sue to keep their health insurance so they can go back to work. But that's only going to work long enough until they're mandated by their health insurance that they have to show up with a vax card or get constantly jabbed for a COVID test. So that's a compromise that I would not take if it was me. But there's still some very strong and directly focused people that are saying, no way, we're not going back here. And that's the group we have to focus on. And that talent base is getting bigger every day. And what does it represent? It represents the key trades that keep a society going. Everything from your welders, your electricians, your plumbers, your construction workers, which is awesome. Masons, HVAC types, all of that in the construction industry, they're all part of that. You have many people in the tech sector that are saying, not a chance, going to go our own way. You have people in financial sectors in different areas doing the same thing. Lots of people in the medical industry. You have a lot of talent here that has the opportunity to come together and unite. And what's the banner we're uniting under? You're not uniting under red, white, and blue, at least not at this point. I don't have any problem doing that down the road, but not now. Right now, our unity really has to be under Christ's banner, because what we're really working towards is a different value set as we move forward. And the value set is that this is not about exploiting one for the other. One of the things that you've heard me talk about, I hate, is stocks. And why do I hate stocks? And it's very simple. Stocks are a way that the common man can put the shackles on the working man and make money off of their labor for the benefit of somebody sitting on the side doing nothing. And it's another form of slavery distribution, so that everybody shares in the shackling of each other. And then there's just purely the simple fact that at the end of the day, stocks are just a glorified version of what goes on in Vegas. Most of the time in stocks, no matter what you want to believe, You'd be just about as successful if you went down and put money on black and spun the roulette wheel to see where you'd come out. So I am, the problem with stocks and the way they've worked it, if you really look at it, people invest, they put their retirement savings in there and they feel good about it. But they, all of this ties to somebody putting weight on a worker's back to exploit their labor for the benefit of an overprofit at a company that's now distributed in a stock value. That's all that is. It's not a way you can sustain a good, wholesome world. It's all about exploitation. Our value set as we move into this breakaway economy has to be set on looking after one another, treating one another as we would want to be treated. It does not say an egalitarian space where everybody has the same level of income. That's the leftist nonsense dream. We're like, oh, we're all going to get $50 a month and we're going to be happy because we won't own anything and we will rent everything and we'll live in a 300 square foot cardboard box that's a low carbon footprint. We're not doing that. It's the principle of working hard, building great things, using our gifts and talents, raising up a society and a strong economic society that respects one another, looks after one another, but continues to work successfully. That balance is already happening. And again, where do I point back to? Bard's Fest. What an amazing testimony of the way patriots came together and had an amazing event. We shared in all of that together. That was God's way, in my opinion, of showing us, like, look what you can do. And it was incredible. So we have to stay focused on this, in my opinion. And where I stand in my own position is I'm staying focused on this breakaway economy. The county-by-county models that we're trying to build is to build that network of people that can start talking together, buying local, breaking away from what they want. If they start to impose a master currency, then we're going to build our own. It's that simple. We can start with a barter format, and we can move it to a formal currency. But we have to find the mechanisms to stay away from their control grid. And the more that we do this, we have to push their system to a degree that their talent doesn't exist enough to sustain it. One of the great things that's happening with this whole pilot issue is the left in particular is learning a very brutal lesson that their arrogance and their expectation of living a life where somebody else wipes their butt doesn't work unless you have the servants to the system that they have become expecting to serve them. The servants to the system is where we are right now. We're watching one of the great servants of the system that they expect to be there all the time are pilots. What happens when pilots and crew to say, well, sorry, we're not going to be participant anymore? The system stops. They start screaming bloody murder, meaning the left. Why are you doing this? I can't fly. Well, it's because you're part of a tyranny. And if you want to have a tyranny, then get off your butt and fix it, which they can't do. The best part about this whole process is the longer that we go down this pathway, remember, 90 to 95% of the left has taken the double jab and they're probably going for round three. And I've got news, whether they like to hear it or not. And if you're on the left listening and you're like cringing right now and wanting to punch something because you're angry at what I'm saying, well, here's something for you to think about. Digest this. What's in you because of that vax is now degrading your cognitive capacities. We've already noticed you're slower, you're not reactive enough, you don't have as much emotion, and you don't have the creative potential that all the unvaxxed do. How's that feel? You made the choice, now you walk the plank. And that gives the edge, the absolute edge, to everybody that stands strong in the unvaxxed space. That system that injected all its people, that was counting on wiping out a whole bunch of God-loving, patriot-loving, country-loving Christians, it failed. Because we said no, and we're standing strong with God. And where this continues to go is that we watch their puppets, the slaves of the tyranny, are now in a situation where they are going through a slow and steady cognitive degeneration thanks to graphene, nanotech, spike proteins, lipid nanogels, and who knows what else is in that thing. It is slowly taking them down, and they are slowly transitioning out of being human. And whether they like it or not, they can wire themselves up to the internet all they want. They will not retain the spontaneity and the creativity that humankind does. All they will achieve is obedience to the hive. Hive mind. So we have a tremendous amount of effort, of advantage in this fight if we stay true to the walk of Exodus. And it is an Exodus. I've said it a long time. It's an Exodus 2.0. Scripturally sound? Probably not. But that's essentially where we are. Okay? Because we are given an opportunity now to walk out of this, to keep going in the direction that we are, to break away and to create our alternate economy. And there's going to be challenges like there were for our ancestors in the colonies. They faced the same challenges. Remember, the colonies is a microcosm to what we're facing today. There was still the British lovers amongst them. It'd be like the vax lovers today. There were still those that wanted to worship the crown instead of putting God first, just like we have the atheists and the agnostics today that hate Christians because we are solid in our belief and solid in our foundation with God, and in God we trust. You know, there's a great comment I heard the other day, and it's this. Why is an atheist who doesn't believe in God offended by things that say in God we trust? I just love this. Why? How can you be offended by something you don't believe in? And yet they are. Because they're brain damaged. That's why. They're probably, especially now, because I'll bet they've all taken the vax. How's that going for you? So this whole walk that we're on, Patriots, is a real challenge. And I'm not telling you anything about it. It's going to be easy. But if we really keep in mind the stories of the original Exodus, of what the Israelites had to go through, the 10 plagues, the leaving of Egypt, the walking into the unknown, the crossing of the Red Sea. I snicker only because can you imagine that? I mean, you've never seen outside the limits of your city, and it's like, well, here's a new adventure for you. While you're packing all that silver and gold and jewelry on your back, and you've got your kneading bowls, God's going to take you through the middle of an ocean. You're like, what? Yeah, he's going to split the seas, and you're going to walk, and there's going to be these big walls of water, and the ground's going to be dry. Don't worry about that. But you're just going to walk across this, and while you're doing that, the Pharaoh's army is going to come charging up your backside. That takes some serious faith. And this is where we have to have that level of faith, because as we trust in God in this walk, the outcome is glorious. It's incredible. But we have to stay true, and we have to stay committed to God. And with that, the sky's the limit. There is literally no limit to what we can achieve as long as we are true to this path and true to this walk of breaking away and creating a breakaway economy to set up a world which God is center to all things. Our worship through Christ is center to all things. And what we build the economy on is the gifts and talents which God gave us. I can't think of anything more glorious. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed with this time that we come together each day to reflect very deeply on the lessons from Scripture, where we are today, and to put that in context with the challenges that we move together on. Lord, we ask that you'll bless us in this walk, because this is a walk where there's unbelievable opportunity. In spite of what seems at times to be dark clouds, this is not darkness. This is power. We're seeing people take the stand for the right reasons, to step away from tyranny and to put you back in their heart, to trust in you, and let us trust in you even more than we've ever imagined. Give us the strength to walk together in this walk. Let us be reminded of what it took for the Israelites to cross the Red Sea, to witness the separation of the seas and the holding of the water as they walked, knowing that the enemy was in pursuit behind them. But that trust in you, Lord, let us have that trust. And as we move forward in this trust, let us rise up together. Let us unify together. Let us not let distance hinder us. Let us keep the focus on your calling, our direction, and no matter where we are in this country or in this world, let us know that we are strong together and we are making the change regardless of what the system tells us. Let us remember that the system is just metaphorically the Pharaoh. And in the end, as we make this break, we know that you will protect us and guide us in all we do. We are blessed. We thank you. We are humbled before you. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, these are great times, I'm telling you. Great times. So I'm going to give you all a challenge for tonight and the rest of the week, actually. Because this is a time when there's a lot of stress on Patriots. And we need to help one another any way we can. So each throughout this week, help one another. Let's build this network stronger. Let's build our faith in God stronger. And let's do that by helping and raising up each other. I don't know whether that's just a comment of reading scripture together, whether it's something you want to do out of your heart to give somebody something that they need or you think that they might need, whether you want to be involved in helping somebody do a project. But let us raise each other up and commit to that this week. This is a beautiful time to do this and to set this tenor for what will come and what will be necessary in the weeks and months ahead. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. I'm telling you, Patriots, it's an exciting time. Because, by the way, you all will remember at Bard's Fest, I did invite the devil. And for 2 days, we fought him. And on day number three, we kicked him in the throats, crushed him. And by Saturday, he was gone. And God put up a rainbow. By Sunday, I mean. It was fantastic. So it is all achievable as long as we put our trust in God. It's that simple. And we're going to need it. But we know we have it. All we have to do is turn to him and say, okay, Lord, here I am. Send me. So let him guide us. Make the call to say, send me. And knowing that God is with us, he'll never forsake us. He's always there. And we make that commitment. God's going to win this thing. He's already got it handled. But the glorious part is we're part of that victory. And he's fighting through us. And we just have to hold the line. And let us hold the line boldly with his love in our heart. What a great, great time to be alive. So I'll be back for Fishers of Men in about 2 hours. Until then, or until the next time. Thank you. And out for now. God bless.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thank you. an old evil that has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.